Welcome to Shalom Hashem on the Daf. Your sponsor, Lulim Nishmas, Aaron Biak Hashem, Nabas Yitzchok. We're holding Boba Kamo Daf Kuv Tezvav. The Gemara Amud Aleph, in one of the ways to explain the machloikis of Rav and Rabbi Yochanan regarding someone who stole and sold somebody else, who the owner deals with. So the Gemara brings Rav Zvi that says that we're talking here that the Yush happened after the Shinui Rishus. Once the item went from the Ganov to the Lekeach, only then there was Yush. And the Machlekes is, if the sequence is first Shini Rishus, and then Yush, first change of possession, and then there was a Yush of the owner, does that work? Or it needs to be first Yush and then Shini Rishus? And the Rishonim explain that the idea is that in order for Yush to work, you need to have the Shini Rishus. That means it will come to the possession of the buyer in Be'eter. It's already there was Yush. And the pshat is that Shini Rishus is not a kinyan. Shini Rishus is just to, at once there was Yush, what do you do with it? How do you use the Yush Be'eter? The Ketzoyis explains that the one who argues says, no, Shini Rishus is like a kinyan, the same like Shini Maise, is like breaking the item. If you change a Rishus, it's another way of a kinyan, so it can work both ways. Alpi Chassidus, maybe you could say another idea. In the Sefer Tzemach Tzadik, he says, you know what it means, Yush v'shini rishus? A person who looks at his Olam Hazeh, looks at his Olam Haba, and he has Yush. He says, I don't have anything of myself. I have nothing. I didn't accomplish anything. I'm full of Eris. And then he does shini rishus. He goes into the possession of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning he does tshuva and gets close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then he is koine. What does it mean he is koine? Then he acquires his olam haba. So the yush is the realization that whatever he has, he's leaving that. It's all terrible things. And shini rishus is to acquire the right way, connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now in the Sefer Tiferes Shleima, he brings on this Mishnah, the Mishnah that we're talking about, the Mishnah brought down in Daf Kuf Yudal Amud Beis. He brings that in the Arizal is brought down, that the only way to really be koine, something good, is only when a person leaves the bad behind him. If a person is shakua in bad, he is still connected to the Yetzirah and the Sitra Achra. So not only that he's not able to do Maisi Tovim, get close to good, all the good that he's doing is going to the Sitra Achra. All his Maisi Tovim are being a shpa to the bad. That's the Yisoid of Sur Mera. You first of all have to leave the bad, and then you can connect, get close to the good. He says that's the oimik of mitzvah habo ba'aveiro. The mitzvah is in the aveiro, is within the aveiro, within the world of aveiro. You want to have, and you want to do good stuff, it needs to be only when you're disengaged from the chitzoini, from the bad. He says that's the pshat of our Mishnah. Hamakir keilu v'sforov bi'adacher. He realizes that his kelim and svarim, everything that he accomplished in life, is bi'ad acher, is bi'ad the chitzoinim. You need to have shmir that your ma'isim toivim should not connect to the chitzoinim. So it comes out that according to this, the way the avoid of Adam has to be sur mirav aset toiv. But it's brought down, we mentioned in previous shiurim, that that's a person who has the option to do sur mirav aset toiv. But a person, if the only way he's able to get out of that virus is by doing a set toiv, right now he should go by virus. If you tell him you have to leave the bed, only then do good, he will never do good. So then he could do that set toiv to save himself in order from there to start to getting out of his bad position. Putting this together with what the Tzemach Tzadik says, Efshar, that's a discussion of Yush Mishini Rishus. Yush means you give up, you be siyash of all the bad things that you did. That is the idea of a sur mira. Shini rishus, you connect it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're changing the rishus to be part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The normal way is yush, first of all you do a sur mira, and then shini rishus, then a set toif. But there is an opinion that says that you first can do shini rishus and then yush. Meaning sometimes you could do that set toif before the sur mira, and that's the only way out. Anyone who wants to join the Shalom Hashava email list, WhatsApp group, please email shalomhashava@gmail.com.